you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, I want to ask the question, is your marriage or relationship ruining everything in your life? Think about it. Is that relationship that you have with your boyfriend or girlfriend, is that marriage that you have with your wife or your husband, is it ruining everything in your life? Because it's so toxic at home that it is literally infiltrating every single thing in your whole life. Is it? And I think many of you listening right now to the show need to really step back and analyze, is this really creating problems in my life? Is this marriage or relationship really ruining everything in my life? Because you know what? I can't compartmentalize it. No matter how much you think you can compartmentalize pain and toxic relationships, we can't, okay? We can't. It comes out in all of our pores and everything we do in our life, no matter what it is. Okay, you can't be like lambasted over here, made fun of, completely put down and belittled, and then show up at work an hour later and be at the top of your game. It just doesn't happen, right? Doesn't happen. So on tonight's show, I want to talk about that toxic marriage, that toxic relationship, and some of the guideposts, some of the red flags, and some of the things that you might not be aware of. Have you worked on your marriage? Have you worked on your relationship? Have you even gone to get counseling? Have you given 100% of yourself and you still don't feel like it's working? If you have, this show is for you. A lot of us don't realize when our spouse is controlling or manipulative. And we don't realize what's really happening until we begin to feel dead inside. We begin to feel almost like we don't have any emotion. Because we're going through the motions, right? We're not very happy. We know what's going on, mostly subconsciously we know. And a lot of times we're not willing to really step up and say, okay, now what do I do about the situation? It's gone too far. I got to make some changes in my life. I got this life to live. What am I going to do with it? Am I going to continue to live in this toxic environment, or am I going to do something about it? And I think many of you out there are ready to do something about it. So the first thing I want to talk about on tonight's show is something that I think is relevant to all toxic marriages and relationships, is that you give of yourself, you give, and you get little back in return. Okay? Does that sound familiar to any of you out there? Are some of you going, oh yeah, that's my life right there. Ashley's speaking the language. Okay? I get it. I've been in relationships where you literally give. You do everything. You bend over backwards. You do whatever you can to keep the peace and you get nothing back. And you keep giving and you keep giving and you keep giving and all of a sudden you have nothing else to give. Okay? And I know many of you out there say, well, you know what? I do get some back. You know, like he or she will do X, Y, Z or they'll do this or that. And yes, certainly it's not often, but it happens. Okay? So basically you're taking that granule, right? That little piece of cheese that they cut off the end of the cheese and they hand it to you. And you're holding it up on this pedestal saying, oh, look what she just did for me. Look what he just did for me. And I get it. I understand it's a morsel, right? You're so grateful for that tiny morsel, right? But it's not normal. It's like you hold up that little granule like it's a brick of gold. And you're sharing it with everybody when in reality, that's the nicest thing that they've done in the last 2 months, okay? besides the silent treatment and all the arguing and you walking on eggshells. Yeah, exactly. So you're holding that up like a medal of honor, when in reality, you know in your heart of hearts that this isn't working, okay? When you give and give and give and get nothing back in return, that's painful. I think many of us have been in friendships like that, where you make a friendship, you start a friendship with somebody, you're going out, you're doing stuff, and the next thing you know, it's like, there you are, you're the one calling, you're the one texting, you're the one trying to go out of your way, and you know what? And they don't want anything to do with you. They don't want to hang out with you, but you don't catch it till later on, and then you go, ow, that was sad, you know? I look like a fool. But in these relationships, it's like they almost get off on the fact that they're treating you like this. It's part of the manipulation. It's part of the control, right? They bleed you dry, and you have nothing to give anymore, and then they just hold back on everything that they could possibly give as a weapon. As a weapon. You know, another thing that I find is a big red flag, a big situation that's going on in many toxic relationships all around the world, is that they belittle you for who you are and they put you down on a constant basis. Now, this might not be directly in your face, okay? They might have an interesting, manipulative way of doing it, which makes it even more toxic, okay? Because sometimes you actually think that they're being nice. You know, a lot of times when I have been belittled, it's always some sort of odd way into the conversation. And it always kind of makes me feel a little icky, a little gross, but I can't really pinpoint it, right? You're like, I don't think they meant it that way. But a lot of times when we're in these types of relationships, that person actually gets off and gets more control by putting you down, because they have this thought process that if they put you down, that they raise up. Okay. See, obviously, I don't feel that way, or I wouldn't be doing this show, and you wouldn't be listening to this show. But the thing is that, for the most part, a lot of people who have very low self-esteem feel that if they put other people down and make them feel bad, okay, that'll actually help them out, and it'll lower that person and put that person in their place and cut them down to size. Okay? And if you're in a relationship like this, holy hand grenade Superman. Run like the wind. Because, you know, this just literally compiles and compiles and compiles. And, you know, we all feel like we can compartmentalize. Well, you know, this is just happening with my wife and I. And, you know, yeah, it's been going on for several years. You know, yeah, it kind of beats me down. But, you know, I get to work and I'm a different person and I feel good. You know, when I get home, I kind of feel a little more beaten down. But I'm going to work on this. But how many years have you been saying this? How often do you have your coworkers ask you if you're okay? How much stuff are you hiding? How many fake smiles are you presenting? How, like, dead inside or how powerless are you feeling? Okay? This is real. This is real stuff I'm talking about. This is real, and there's so many people going through it right now. You are unaware of the numbers. If you, like, walk down one little street in your community, I would have to consider that one out of every three homes is probably somewhat toxic or chaotic in nature, okay? That's just what's going on. I mean, I see it in therapy every day. I see folks in my office every day who are going through this on a constant basis. It is tough. And these people are smart and intelligent, highly intelligent individuals. Successful individuals, just not necessarily in this particular arena. Okay, some of us are better at certain things than others, but a lot of times what happened is you went into a situation, i.e. a marriage or relationship, thinking it's going to be one way, and what happens? It's something totally different, okay? And many of you overlooked a lot of the red flags, okay? Maybe the sex was good. Maybe you just really enjoyed their company. Maybe, you know, maybe a child showed up. Maybe you didn't want to be alone. Maybe you'd already gotten divorced and said, okay, this is the right person, whatever it is, or I don't believe in divorce, I can't leave, I have kids, whatever it is, you're in the situation right now, but you don't know what to do about it. And that's okay that you don't know. It's normal you don't know, but you really do know. Are you ready to take that step? Are you ready to really figure out what you need in life? And are you ready to live the life that you should be living? You know, I don't want to live a life that I look back with a lot of regret and sadness and say, man, if I had only done XYZ, You know, if I'd only done this, man, my life would have been better. And it's like we all have to take our lives in our own hands. We have one life to live. Not their life, not that person's life, not being a caregiver to that person or taking care of that. We have this one life to live. And, you know, everything depends on it. Our whole life depends on it. Being grateful, being happy, having a life filled with regret, being unhappy, not having joy, looking back and saying, my God, what have I done? And I don't think any of us want to do that. So I think that this show really hits home for anybody who's in a relationship that you've literally been thinking about it. You've been in a marriage that you've been thinking about this stuff. You've been feeling like you've been giving it your all and not getting much in return. You feel kind of beaten down. You feel kind of beaten down. You feel kind of stressed out. You just don't feel like you did before. You know, another thing I want to talk about before going to break is that you are scared to speak up and you feel powerless. Okay? That's a big deal. When you feel scared to speak up and you feel powerless, that's not a good relationship. That's not a good relationship. You can't stand up and say how you feel. You can't project your feeling and your emotion because you're scared of what's going to happen in return. If I speak up, then this person's going to get angry. They're going to start a fight. They're going to get mad. Or they're going to give me the silent treatment for an entire week like they did last week. And we're not going to speak for 5 days and walk around and act like we're not speaking to each other. Or the person's going to leave the house, not tell me where they're going, and not come back until they decide that they want to. Whatever it is, you don't want that to happen. So instead of saying and speaking your mind and the reality of it, you stay quiet because you don't want to deal with the possible explosive aftermath of saying how you feel. Stay tuned. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, I'm talking about being involved with a marriage or a relationship that seems like it's ruining your entire life. Are you in a relationship right now that you dread? Are you in a relationship or a marriage that literally you feel beaten down by? You feel belittled? You feel lesser than? You feel powerless? If you are, you've got to listen to this show. Because you're probably in a relationship with someone who is controlling and manipulative, and it's making you feel powerless and even dead inside. Right before the break, I was talking about that you're scared. You're scared to speak up. You feel powerless in the situation. And I've been there before in a past relationship where I knew if I said what I wanted to say, if I said how I felt, if I said my reality, who I am, that person would lose it. They would either be violent, or they would literally give me the silent treatment, and there's going to be some sort of massive effect that's going to take place because I said something. And so instead of saying how I felt, I bottled it all up inside. I bottled it all up. It caused me a lot of stress. I was taking like Maalox and Tums all the time. I had acid reflux real bad because I was holding in to all of my emotions and all that stuff, and I couldn't let it go. When I finally did let it go, I was like out in the middle of the field screaming at the top of my lungs to the point where my throat would hurt so bad I couldn't hardly talk. Because I couldn't share how I felt, and so I would just scream. I'd go out to a field and just scream for a good 5 minutes, okay? I mean, that's not normal. But it's because I couldn't talk about things. I couldn't share how I felt because I know if I did, there would be blowback. There would be an issue. And it would all be my fault because it was something I said, or it's the way I said it, or it's something that happened 5 years ago that we're going to bring up and talk about again. And I know some of you out there go, ooh, that touched something right there. You know, when you're literally having an argument and they bring up something that you screwed up how many years ago, and they won't let it go. Okay, and now that is bigger than life. That screw up is so big, and it's so bad, and you're such a bad person, and you're so mean for it, there's nothing you can do about it. And that is something that they use every single time to win an argument. Another thing that I find very interesting when people are in toxic marriages and toxic relationships is they feel as though they are walking on eggshells. Why? Because they can't say how they feel. Why? Because they have to hold in their thoughts. Why? Because they have to be like this person that's just so happy. Yay! Everything's great. And I know if I'm not quiet right now, it's going to be bad. And if I say something, there's going to be some sort of retort. And I'm going to have to deal with this. And so, yeah, you're walking on eggshells about everything because you know you can be in the best of moods and say one thing thinking it's great, and they take it wrong, and next thing you know, there's a full-on fight argument, yelling and screaming at the top of the lungs, or better yet, somebody walking out of the house, slamming the door, taking off. You can't even find them for hours and hours and hours, and you didn't even know this was going to cause this. And so because you've had it happen so many times in situations that you never planned on it happening, you begin to walk on eggshells on everything. It becomes your mantra. You know what? I'm walking on eggshells and I'm going to deal with it because that's all I got. Because if I speak up, I might get in trouble. And if I don't speak up, I might get in trouble. So I'm just going to sit here quietly and hopefully nobody will comment at me while I watch the TV and act like I'm so engrossed in this TV show. When in reality, I just hope I don't get yelled at, argued with, or some sort of issue doesn't happen tonight. Can I just get some sleep tonight and get to work? Another thing that I find is interesting is a lot of folks who are in toxic marriages and toxic relationships have to sneak around to see their family and friends. Okay, when you're having to start sneaking around to see family and friends, we got a problem. Okay. And the reason why usually they have to sneak around is because the spouse or the significant other doesn't like these people. And the significant other or the girlfriend boyfriend has told the other person how much they dislike this person. I don't like them. They are bad news. I do not want you spending time with them. Whether it's even a friend or a family doesn't matter, especially friends. That's like the first folks to go are the friends. Okay, unfortunately, when you're in a toxic marriage or relationship, you know, friends are kicked to the curb instantaneously. It's like the low-lying fruit, right? I don't like your friend John. Bad news. But John and I have been friends for 20 years. Yeah, I don't care. Stop hanging out with John. Okay, it's fine. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, maybe she'll just be cool if I just, like, throw John out. But, you know, I know I got all these other folks. Well, eventually, everybody's not good enough. See, I've been on both sides of that equation. I've been told that I should stop seeing somebody hanging out with friends. I ended that relationship quite quickly, but I've also been the friend that got cut out. I've been the friend that got cut out on more than one occasion. And from the friend perspective, it's painful. It's painful because it's like your best friend that you hang out with all the time. And then one day they get into this relationship, and a few days later, all of a sudden, they don't have as much time for you. There's not very many calls, which is fine. You understand they're in a relationship, but all of a sudden, it almost dries up completely. And then when you try to make plans, in the beginning, they actually act like they want to. Oh, yeah, sure. And then they break plans at the last minute, maybe no show on you a couple of times. And that hurts. When you're sitting in a restaurant waiting on your best friend and they don't show up and you sit there waiting for another 40 minutes thinking, you know what? They run late a lot. It's not a big deal. They'll be here. And they never show up. And then when you call, they don't answer the phone. Then you worry maybe something bad happened. But you know what? No, nothing bad happened. Well, yeah, something bad did happen. They're stuck in a toxic relationship. Okay? That girl or that guy, you can't go. You can't go hang out with them. You thought you were going to go hang out with them? No, you're not. I told you, no, you can't hang out with them. And then what happens is eventually the communication starts to end, starts to dwindle. There's all kinds of excuses of why they can't hang out. And then me, the friend, is knocked to the curb until the relationship ends. And then they figure themselves back out again. And then they reach back out to their friends and say, please, sorry, I'm sorry, this is what happened. That could take years. That could take forever. The flip side of that is for anybody that's in that situation, I don't have to be from the friend perspective now, I'm going to be from your perspective. You love your friends, you care about them, right? And you've had some great times together, and when your best friend calls you and says, hey, let's go to this awesome concert, man, remember? We went to that concert 5 years ago and it rocked! And you're thinking about all the good times, you're like, this is great. My best friend and the best concert ever, this is going to be so much fun, oh my god. And the next thing you know, she or he looks at you and says, what are you doing? Oh, well, so-and-so invited me to the concert. Oh, you're not going to go, are you? You can't go to that. Are you going to go there? You can't hang out with them. And so then you start weighing the pros and cons, and you know that if you go to this concert, your life's going to be a living hell. Okay, this concert better be the best concert in the freaking free world, because you know what? It'll be the last one. Okay? And so you're thinking, you're like weighing those pros and cons, knowing I'm going to have a great time with my friend. But when it gets really bad in a toxic relationship, you know that once you walk in that door from that concert, the yelling will begin. Okay? The arguing will begin. There will be no rest for the weary. Okay? And so you sit there and you go, God, I love my friend, and I love that concert. But, you know, it's easier if I just stay home. Hey, yeah, hey, I can't make the concert. I hope you have fun. I got some family stuff. I got some stuff I got to take care of. And your friends over there on the other line going, man, this sucks. And you're over there feeling the same way, but you know you want to keep the peace, so you don't want to go to that concert, even though you want to go so bad and you can taste it, but you know that the repercussions of attending that concert with your friend would be catastrophic. And so you realize that across the board, so you stop all interaction with best friends and everybody, because you know when you do, you are going to have a lot to pay back. And I think anybody resonating with my message right now, you understand that you have had to forego some of the most fun, some of the most cool things, because you know that the effect would be horrific. And you know this isn't normal. You know, nobody said that when you get married or you get in a relationship that you're supposed to stop all activity outside of your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend. That's just not normal. Okay, and for many of you, I mean, I get it. You didn't know that this was going to really happen, and it just started morphing and changing as time went by, right? Some of you did see the red flags. You thought you could overcome it. You thought you could change things, or you had the savior complex, or whatever that was. You believed that you could overcome it, but apparently you can't. And you can overcome it, but you can't overcome it thinking that you're going to change that person and make them better and change them forever. It's not going to happen. So you've got to figure out what you need to do to augment your situation and to make your life better right now and for the rest of this lifetime. You know, when I return, I'm going to be talking more about dealing with these marriages, dealing with these toxic relationships, what you can do, some of the questions you might be asking yourself right now, some of the thoughts that might be going through your mind right now. Also, I'm going to offer a full-on reality check just for you to really think about where you are and where you want to be. Are you interested in some eye-opening, relevant, and life-changing content? If so, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. Don't forget to subscribe, and you'll find new content every week. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm asking the question, is your marriage or relationship ruining everything in your life? Is your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend controlling and manipulative, and they're making you feel almost dead inside? You know, right before the break, I was talking about how a lot of times in these types of relationships, you begin to have to sneak around to see your friends and family. Sneak around. You got to hide it. You got to be covert. It's almost like you're having a extramarital affair. It's almost like you're stepping out of the relationship, and it has nothing to do with that. That's just to see your best friend or your sister or brother or even your mom or even a child from a previous relationship. It's almost like you have to cover your tracks like you're doing something bad. It's a lot of work. And you begin to do that stuff because it's the only way that you can see these people, because your spouse, your girlfriend, or boyfriend has voiced how they do not want you spending time with that person. They do not like that person. They don't want you around that person. There's a ton of things that are going on, and you don't want to deal with the blowback of being caught hanging out with that person or putting your foot down and saying, no, I'm going to hang out with this person no matter what. I'm going to do this no matter what. You know that that's going to incur some pain. A good thought about that is it really going to incur that much pain? I mean, there's already pain. When we stay quiet and we don't stand up for what we believe in, there's a ton of pain. Okay, I don't care how you slice it or dice it. There is a ton of pain because you're lying. You're not being honest. You're not speaking your truth. You're not standing up for yourself. You're not being there. Even when you're in an argument and somebody begins the argument and you decide that you don't want to be in an argument, so you're going to apologize for doing nothing wrong, but you say, you know what, I apologize, I misspoke, or whatever, that's a lie too. Okay. When you're in a manipulative relationship, a lot of times we feel like we just need to get over the argument, get past it. We'll take the hit, we'll take the bullet. But see, that's not being very honest, okay? And a lot of times it's like, why are you just trying to get past this argument so you can have another argument that's almost identical to it in a pattern later on in the same week, or maybe even later on that day? You know, I mean, how many times are you going to take the brunt of this when it's not really yours? An interesting caveat is something that I found recently, and probably when I speak recently, I mean in the last 3 to 4 years of my practice, I find that folks who are in these types of relationships even have to sneak around to see or to speak to a therapist, okay? Have to hide it. You know, have to figure out how to, like, just get on a phone call with a therapist in between work hours. But God forbid the spouse or the girlfriend find out about it. Now, why is that? Well, first off, the other person doesn't want somebody else to be talking negatively about them. They don't want their dirty laundry aired. There's a lot of things. But there's also the control factor. I'm going to control you in every single way. I'm going to control you so much that I'm not even going to let you see a therapist to help your life. Okay? I'm going to make it such a big deal. I'm going to make it so problematic. I'm going to throw the book at you. And, you know, I recently had a client that their spouse found out that they were speaking with me. Okay. And, you know, it got so bad for them that they're no longer a client. And that's a sad state of affairs because this person really needed help. Okay. And so they go back into that box of dysfunction. Okay. They go back into this dark place where they can't get any help because the spouse doesn't want them to get help. and they go back in it. And sure, yes, part it is their responsibility. They could step up at any moment, but you know, it's almost like the Stockholm effect. You begin to get into this situation and the abuse of basically the kidnappers that you start falling into it. It becomes second nature. So you go, you know what? You know, it's okay. I don't need to see a therapist. You know, I'm gonna deal with this on my own. Well, you know what? I wish you the best of luck, but in order to get better when we're in suffocating situations like this, we have to speak with somebody that's knowledgeable and doesn't have a stake in the game. You know, it's somebody that's not in your life, somebody that, you know, doesn't, like, for example, doesn't hate your spouse or love your spouse's best friend or your spouse's worst enemy, nothing like that, because the problem is that they're going to give you advice, but it's tainted. You need real scientific / psychological / reality, real life advice to actually make that move and do what you need to do and to feel good about the choice that you made. To leave a relationship like this, it's not a small choice. It's a big choice. And it's a lot of undertaking. It's going to be a lot of work. There's going to be some hell involved. There's going to be some price to pay, but isn't there already all that if you stay in? I mean, come on, give me a break. I'm right. It's all there. Even if you stay in, it's all there. It's even worse because there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So now you just signed off on your life agreement. I'm going to live until I die in this agreement. You know, I hope to God that reruns of Frasier shows on so I can just watch it over and over again and drown out my spouse, because I know that she's going to yell at me all night long, or I'm going to get the silent treatment and feel like yay big and tiny and small, and it's going to infiltrate and ruin and infect every part of my life, every relationship, everything I do. I'm going to second guess myself based on the fact that, you know what, my self-esteem is at an all-time low because of this really horrific relationship that has gone off the rails. And instead of, you know, putting your hand up in the air and saying, hey, I'm not taking this anymore, I'm done, I'm out of here, just slowly going with it piece by piece, and then eventually it's literally steamrolling over you at this point. And now you're realizing, you're like Mr. Bill laying on that freaking concrete going, oh my God, I'm a flattened pancake and there's nobody here to help me. It's very interesting because when you can't see friends and family, and it becomes such a burden to do that, and you get isolated from a lot of people, and you can't see a therapist, you feel isolated from those who love you because you aren't allowed to see them, and you've lost contact with your good friends because you've had to make up excuses for why you can't spend time with them, and that it's horrible. And the sad thing is that many of them don't even understand why you can't spend time with them. They just think that you're a jerk. They think, hey, my friend's turned into a freaking jerk, man. What a jerk. Instead of, you know what, they don't know that your friend is stuck in a marriage with somebody that literally berates them if they try to do anything on their own, because they're being told that they're probably messing around and having sex on the side, when in reality that has nothing to do with it. They just want to see their friends. And so some of you out there right now in these types of relationships, it's good to begin to be vocal with some of your closest friends. Even if you haven't talked to them in a while, pick up the phone, make time to see them. Even if you have to sneak around and let them know what you've been going through. When you tell somebody the truth and you give them the ability to know what's happening and you trust them, it will go far. All of a sudden, you can repair many relationships very quickly on the fact that you actually care enough to tell them, hey, this is the situation I'm in. I've tried to literally dodge the bullet every time. I really want to spend time with you. I'm trying to figure out what to do with this relationship. I know I need to get out of this relationship. I know I need to move on. I wanted you to know exactly what's going on because I care about you. You're my good friend, and I apologize for not being able to see you. I will make those changes as soon as I can, but I need you to know the truth about this relationship. So I ask you now at this point, are you tired of living this way? Are you tired? Are you ready to live another way? I'm sure there's a resounding yes, but are you scared what'll happen if you ask to move out? Are you scared to know what's going to happen if you ask for a divorce? Okay, that's a big deal. If you have children with this person, are you scared to know what's going to happen with the kids? Who's going to get the kids? How is this going to work? What's going to happen? Does this fear get in the way of you making a choice? Of you stepping up to the plate? Of you standing up for yourself? Of you moving forward? I'm sure it does. I'm sure it's debilitating. I'm sure it makes you freeze up. I get it. I understand. I would too. But yet, how long are you going to freeze up until you make a change in your life and step up to the plate and do what you need in your own life? How long are you going to continue to do this? How long are you going to be a shell of a person and wish for a life that you could actually just speak your mind and see your friends? And it's not weird. It's just like actually seeing your family and being able to talk to your dad or your mom on the phone and not having to apologize or take the blowback. And I understand your fear and your hesitation, and I understand especially if you have children involved, because it can be quite scary. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about that, but also I'm going to talk about the full reality check that you need to be aware of to make these changes in your life, because this is highly relevant and will change your life forever. Stay tuned. Check out the website, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you can hear Live Your True Life Perspectives. Also, remember, you have the power to change your life. It's all within you. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO and executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, I've been talking about marriage, relationships. Is your current marriage or relationship ruining your life? Every aspect of it. Right before the break, I was talking about the fear of making a choice to move on. That fear of possible, what's going to happen if you ask for the divorce? What's going to happen if you ask to move out or say you're moving out or say you want a divorce, right? All that blowback that can come back to you. And I understand the hesitation. I understand that if you're married with children, there's a hesitation because of the children as well. So how do we deal with the situation? What is the reality check that we need to look at right now if you're in that situation? Okay, here we go. The first thing that I want you to think about and contemplate is if you don't do anything in this life, you don't do anything to change it, it's all going to stay the same. So if you don't do anything to change the situation, you just keep on going through it, nothing's going to change, unfortunately. It's just going to get worse and worse. It's a sadder and sadder situation that leaves you less and less time to live the life that you should. You know, the second part of my reality check is that you owe yourself a life worth living. You owe it to yourself to live a life that's worth living, that you're proud of, that you're happy about, that gives you joy and makes you feel good and brings that warmth to you. You deserve that. Everybody deserves that. Everybody deserves to be loved unconditionally. Everybody deserves to love and to be loved, okay? So you owe it to yourself to live a life worth living. Another thing that you want to think about when we're talking about this reality check is that you don't have to pay for one choice. You don't have to pay a whole lifetime for one decision that you made. Like, to pay negatively about it. I mean, it's horrific. Like, yes, everybody's made a mistake, but do you need to pay your entire life for the same mistake? Do you? Do you want to? Do you think that's the right thing to do? Do you think that's okay? No. And I understand some of you said, well, you know what, I saw some of the red flags, or hey, the sanctity of marriage really matters to me, and I don't want to get divorced, you know, because I believe in marriage, and I understand that. I am not putting that down at all. But what I am saying is that I don't believe that they say that you should stay in a toxic marriage because of the whole concept of the marriage itself. I think it's more like, you know, if a marriage is able to work and there's just some disagreements, or maybe, you know, it's about meshing the two people together and really cultivating a family dynamic. There's a lot of things to it. But to me, there are some marriages that unfortunately I don't find to be repairable because there's other things that are looming large. There's an elephant in the room that nobody's taking responsibility for, especially the one person that should be taking the responsibility for, acts as though it doesn't exist. You know, another part of the reality check is to make sure to be a part of your children's life and be sure that he or she is not abandoned and not abused by being in the situation. You've got to be proactive family member. I don't care if you're the husband or the wife. I don't care if you're the man or the woman. I don't care. You've got to step in there and say, you know what? I care enough about my kids. This marriage didn't work. It didn't work the way I thought it was. You know, I'm upset. I'm sad. But you know what? I want to make sure that these kids grow up in a normal environment, and whatever I have to do to make sure that happens, if I feel that my spouse, who's soon to be not my spouse, is not a positive influence in these kids' life, I need to spend as much time possible safeguarding my child and being there so that they can see both sides of the equation, so that they can see both types of people. Because, you know, a child is inherently intelligent and is connected to the source. And so if you feel that your spouse or your significant other is going to jeopardize that child in some way, you need to spend as much time possible with that child, raising that child, so the child sees both options. You see what I'm saying? And most of the time we'll pick the right way, but you can't allow that person to take off with the children where you don't see them. You've got to be proactive in their life, and you can, but you just got to make sure that you do, and you got to do everything in your possibility to deal with that and to make that a reality, not only as an agreement with your ex-spouse or the ex-relationship, but also with possible court systems and what have you. Another part of the reality check, as you're planning your freedom, I want you to begin to learn as much about yourself as possible, embarking on self-love and self-care. Is there something that you've overlooked about yourself for a long period of time? Do you even know who you are? A lot of times in these relationships, when they last for a very long time, people begin to not know who exactly they are anymore because they've had to be a chameleon for so long so that there wasn't any arguments and they weren't the fights and they just wanted to try to keep the status quo. It's very similar to being in a relationship with a full-on alcoholic, okay? That the person drinks and they do this and that, so they know, okay, if I do this, you know, it's going to cause an argument, so I'm just going to be quiet. As long as I don't say anything to them when they're drinking right now, I'll be okay. And so you begin to be this shell of a person, this mechanical type person, this robot, because you've been programmed. You know, if so-and-so walks in the door and they've had too much to drink, it's better if you act like you're sleeping. Or it's better that you're not home, or it's better that you're in the other room. And so you begin to live like this covert lifestyle. And the same is relevant for manipulative relationships and abusive relationships. It's very similar in nature. It's not that far off. Another part of the reality check, and this is a big deal, and I know for some of you this might hit home more than others, is to remember if someone is a full-on narcissist or if they're suffering with borderline personality disorder and they are against treatment and they are against therapy, you can't change them. You can only change yourself and what you're willing and not willing to live with. You can only change yourself and what you're willing and not willing to live with, what you agree to do. You can't change them. It's not part of your karma to change other people. It actually goes against your karma when you try to change other people and try to ramrod your thoughts down their throat. No matter how probably highly intelligent that is, you can't change them. They have to find the light. They have to see the light and walk into the light and change themselves. So if you're delusional and thinking that you can change them, that's a problem. That's your ego still getting in the way of making a valid choice. That's your ego saying, well, I can still change them. I can educate them. I can school them. I can make them a better person. But that's not real. You can only make yourself a better person. You can only make yourself better. Okay, and this is really important to know, and I know it's hard, and I get it, because you want to see them thrive, and you want them to have a great life, okay, but you can't force feed them the life that you think that they should have. It might be right, but you can't force feed it. That's not for you to do. That's wrong. And I know that's tough, but you owe it to yourself to live a good life, to live a happy life, to be grateful for the life that you have and have a life worth living. You have this one life to live. Make it the most amazing life you can. I believe in you, and I believe in your personal power. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.